Good morning. My name is Morgan Mills, and I am a member of the University United Methodist Church, and I wanted to welcome you. Whatever brings you here, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you are new, especially our newcomers, we hope that the welcome team will find you to give you one of these, or you can pick these up at the table located in the back of the sanctuary. Then here is our yellow slip. Please fill out your name, address, and contact info if it's new, and then you can drop it in the offering plate. On the second side is our prayer request, and you can fill this in to give to the usher during our prayer time. And the worship order can be found in your bulletin, or it will also appear on the screen. Full text is also available with your smartphone with the QR code. Restrooms are located over here in the back, as well as childcare. And in the gathering room after the service, you can join us for conversation and coffee and water, also through that same door. And a reminder that we have a safe sanctuary policy, so children should always be accompanied with an adult.
Good morning, church. I'm glad you made it, even through the mountain goats. Did anyone have any problems getting here through the mountain goat race? No, most people said no. Okay, great. Well, welcome. I am Pastor Alicia Wood, and I'm so honored to be the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and I am sending out to you a warm welcome. I'm here amongst dancers because this season we are daring to dance with the resurrected Jesus. So, as Easter people, we are called to dance the dances of freedom for the world to see, dances of hope, dances of justice, and dances of love. Who can hold back? Really, who can hold back when we are filled with God's love? The psalmist, whose words I will read during the children's time, expressed how glorious the love of God is to receive. Eugene Peterson, in his modern paraphrase translation of the Bible, puts it this way: shout your praises to God, everybody. Let loose and sing. Strike up the band. This Easter season, we are challenging ourselves to dare to dance with the resurrected Jesus. Please stand in body or in spirit and sing with me Dare to Dance, which is our theme song now through Pentecost.
Dare to dance with dreamers, sing their song. Dare to dance their stories, sing out strong. Dare to dance with freedom your whole life long. Dare to dance again. Dare to dance with dreamers, sing their song. Dare to dance their stories, sing out strong. Dare to dance with freedom your whole life long. Dare to dance with me.
Good morning. This morning, my name is Dale Fryer. I hope it will be Dale Fryer tomorrow. Thank you. Our breaking forth this morning will continue with our call to worship. But pay close attention this morning. In fact, we're going to practice it. Today, we are going to do a little break singing. And break singing, you know, is just a song. It has rhythm and it has words, but no melody. So we'll just sing it, the words with the rhythm. We're going to practice that. I am going to say, good morning. And then we've got the right side. And then sort of split right here, we've got the left side, okay? So we've got the right and left. And I'm going to say, good morning, good morning, good morning. Can we do that? Ready? Good morning. We are ready. Okay. No, we're splitting in the middle, Stark. That's why I couldn't remember my name. All right. Our call to worship. If bad is good, then we are breaking bad. What are we talking about? Breaking is risky business. But what are we talking about? Let all creation break forth into praises of this, our awesome God. Let all creation break forth into praises of this, our loving Christ. Let all creation break forth into praises of this, our enlivening spirit. Amen. Please remain standing and break forth into praise with me as we sing Creation Sings, displayed on the screen. Creation sings and we are in the music. The movement of God's energy and heart. A liturgy that links our life to angels. A litany that rises from the heart. The Spirit sings through love and lamentation. From Pentecost to joy of Easter Day, the universe is resonant with music. The smallest creature praises to its play. Creation groans at our discordant clashing. The Spirit comes with music as our friend to bring the harmony of peace and beauty, to teach the textures of the way to blend. Oh God, you draw the melody from silence. You make us the instruments of song. We offer thanks in worship and in wonder that such a gift to human souls belongs. Following the passing of the peace this morning, we will go immediately into our prayer time. And so as we are passing the peace, listen for the music as we transition into that prayer time when the pastor will invite us for prayer. So take a moment and share the love of Christ with those around you with a handshake, a fist bump, or maybe a high five.
As a community, we share our joys and concerns about people and places that are on our minds. If you would like your prayer read as part of worship, please pass your slip into the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to be a singer or a listener as we begin our time of prayer.
May peace flow through me as the music through an instrument, let it flow through me like warmth from the sun. May peace flow through me so that I may be a vessel of the love of God for everyone. for everyone.
Hear now the prayers of our community. Let us settle our hearts and our minds and our bodies as we enter a time of prayer. Let us join together in a time of silent prayer, followed by a short spoken prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat. Take a breath in and a breath out, and let that breath bring you closer to the Holy Spirit. Loving God, we thank you for the times when we know how to pray, and we thank you for the times when we aren't quite sure of the words or even what might be on our heart. Be with us in times when the silence is comfortable, and be with us when the silence seems unbearable. Loving God, we count on you to be with us in all our needs, in all our prayers, in all our concerns, and all our joys. We thank you for this day and for this community. Be with us so that we might know and grow in your love. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us speak together Jesus' prayer. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
I'll lead you all in the dance and me.
Children, please come forward if you're comfortable and join me. I'm going to show you where in a second. The young at heart are welcome as well. Come on up. This is going to be full, I forgot my script. This is going to be full participation. So come on up here. And, yeah. And you can carefully stand or sit in front of our dancers. Thank you. Come on this way. I want you to come this way. You can sit or stand in front of the dancers. Up to you. All right. So, this is what I have. Oh, boy. I am wondering, actually, if you would be willing to stand over here for a second. And Joelle, will you stand at the other end for a minute, and I'll tell you guys what to do next, all right? Here, this is for you. This is for you. I knew that was, well, that went well. Okay, come on and sit. You can stand in front of them. Come forward slightly. Let's see, what else do we have in here? We have one of these. Yep, we have maracas and tambourines, and I have a block, but I'm going to use that last. Here you go. This is for you if you'd like it. Okay, you guys ready for this? Let's see what you have. We have, how about, are you both okay with a maraca? All right. And here's another one. Okay, so, oh boy, so this is what you get. You can either take this, or you can hit, do this with a, would you rather have that? Okay, all right. Here you go. Do you want this or a wood, okay, all right, great. All right, so this morning, we are going to be praising God, all right? I'm going to read Psalm 98, verses 4 through 8. All right? And what I need you guys to do is to shake your things with your whatever instrument you have with joy. Okay? And you got to hold it up like this, Matthew, like that. Okay? Shake it. And so what I need you to do is when you feel that this side of the room, okay, we're splitting each other, you're splitting down the middle again, everybody, all right? I'm just saying. So this side, when you feel that they need to say, hooray, you point to them, all right? And then they're going to say, hooray. You guys got that? Now, you're small, but you're mighty, right? You can be loud. Okay. And Joelle, what I want you to stand up so they can see you. And so I want this side of the room, when you feel they should be saying this, You point to them, and you all are going to say, praise God. Okay, you got that? All right, so whenever you think they need to say it, you point to them, and they'll say it. All right? Okay, great. So you can start shaking with joy. Are you ready? Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Be happy. Rejoice out loud. Sing your praises. Sing your praises to the Lord with the lyre and with the lyre and the sound of music, with trumpets and a horn blast. Shout triumphantly before the Lord, the King. Let the sea and everything in it roar, and the world and all its inhabitants too. Let all the rivers clap their hands. Congregation, clap your hands. Let the mountains rejoice out loud all together before the Lord, because instruments you aren't playing. Keep playing your instruments of joy. Because he is coming to establish justice on the earth. He will establish justice in the world rightly. He will establish justice among all people fairly. Amen. All right. Wow. So we praise God pretty well, huh? Do you think we need to do it again? Was that fun? I thought it was fun. All right. Thank you, everyone, for helping, and I'm hoping we can have a prayer. Come on over. Let's have a prayer together. Congregation, thank you for playing along. Thank you, everyone, for shaking and making all this great music. You ready? Loving God, we thank you so much that we're able to praise you. We are grateful for all the gifts that you give us and all that are yet to come. Thank you for the joy of children and how they praise you. Let us learn from them. Let us learn to just be joyful and not worry what others are thinking. And I pray this in your many names. Amen. So today we don't have Sunday school because it's Holy Communion. So you're going to go sit with whoever brought you, okay? And you'll be able to receive Holy Communion with the congregation. So you can go sit back. And I need your instruments, all right? Can you put your instruments in my bag here, please? I don't know what that is, actually.
Let's stand together and sing For Everyone Born, displayed on the screen. Everyone born a place at the table, for everyone born clean water and bread, a shelter, a space, a safe place for growing, for everyone born a star overhead, and God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice, justice and joy. For young and for old, a place at the table, a voice so to heard a part in the song, the hands of a child in hands that are wrinkled, a young and poor old, the right to belong, and God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice, justice and joy forever.
everyone born a place at the table, to live without fear and simply to be, to work, to spout, to witness and worship, for everyone born a right to be free. And God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy.
Thank you. Please be seated. Today's scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 and 12 to 17. And I will be reading from the Inclusive Bible. Today's reading takes on special significance when you understand the time and place it occurred. It's Thursday evening, the night before the crucifixion. Jesus has shared his final meal with the disciples, and Judas has left to alert the authorities and betray Jesus. What do you say if you know you only have minutes left? Jesus said, "I love you. I love you as my dearest friends." Listen now to that scripture. "As my Abba God has loved me, so I have loved you. Live on in my love. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for their friends. And you are my friends. If you do what I command you, I no longer speak of you as subordinates, because a subordinate doesn't know a supervisor's business. Instead, I call you my friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learned from Abba God. It was not you who chose me. It was I who chose you. To go forth and bear fruit, your fruit must endure, so that whatever you ask of Abba God in my name, God will give to you." This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. Do you remember the movie Mary Poppins? Do you remember the scene in which the man is laughing so hard and is so happy that he has floated up to the ceiling? Let's watch a clip of Mary Poppins just for a brief reminder.
We love to laugh. The more you laugh.
Whoops, don't you two start. Come back down here.
The more the glee. The more we're a merrier.
Children, okay. Make yourselves comfortable.
That's right.
Laughter is just contagious, isn't it? Love is contagious just like laughter. As we read from Psalm 98 together, it was fun and loud to break forth in praise. The exuberance felt contagious to me. Some of Jesus' last words at the Last Supper were, "To love one another as I have loved you." Wow. Love. simple, right? Well, I'm going to read from a commentary by David C. Cunningham. All you need is love. When the Beatles sang those words in the turbulent 1960s, reactions came in two kinds. An enthusiastic embrace of love as a simple solution to the world's problems, and a critical rejection of love as a dreamy emotion that would distract people as those problems grew worse. Those two attitudes toward love have, in some sense, marked all modern culture, with one side pleading tolerance and asking, "Can't we all just get along?" while the other side demands a clear-eyed acknowledgement of and forceful response to base motives and evil intent of others. I guess it's not as simple as I thought. Richard Rohr has said something like this: Jesus came not so that God could get to know us, humanity, but so that we, humanity, could get to know God. In our text today from John verse 4, "As my Abba God has loved me, so I have loved you." Jesus was modeling God's love to his disciples and to each one of us. Jesus' new commandment is, now love one another as I have loved you. It is not love one another as you have been taught by the world, but love each other as I have loved you, as God loves you. With this new commandment, Jesus is trusting us as friends to carry on this message of love. Aristotle described three kinds of friendship. Some people are friends because this is useful to us. They allow us to make business connections or to get into a particular social group. Other friendships are pleasurable. We cultivate these because, well, we enjoy them. But the third kind of friendship, Aristotle called the best kind, is for the sake of friendship itself. We cannot have this kind of friendship with many people because it requires a degree of physical presence and ability that should not be stretched too thin. These friendships are the most formative. A true friend who loves God will, in time, teach us how to love as God loves. Cunningham also said, therefore, when Jesus says, "You are my friends if you do what I command," he's not simply offering a useful or pleasurable friendship to those who have done his bidding. He is describing the kind of deep friendship that Aristotle calls the best kind. Friends do their best not to let each other down. They teach us things we may not have learned without them. Think of how you have learned about these things. Love of stranger. Love of other. Love of people who look or act differently. Love of the poor and oppressed. Love of the annoying. Love of the difficult. Love of the people who just rub us the wrong way. Love of our neighbors. Love of our friends and even our enemies. In a few minutes, we will receive Holy Communion, in which we remember the Last Supper and Jesus' words, "Remember me. Remember all that I lived for and all that I died for. Love." Knowing love is contagious, like laughter, and Jesus trusts us as his friend to carry on his life and death message, How can we not break forth into the world with this message of love, with this joy that we brought during our children's time today? Let us not hide it or be afraid to share this message, this truth in action of unconditional love. Amen. Today is a special day because we are able to receive Holy Communion. What a blessing. So just a little logistics before we get started. The logistics are that everyone is welcome at the table. Everyone. There's nothing you need to do before you come. Nothing. You just need to come and be ready to receive. Next, we have gluten-free bread only, and we have grape juice only. So know that those are the two elements that you'll receive. And finally, we have two paths up here. One is our ushers, when it's time, not yet, will ask each row to row of pews to come up as we go. And this side will come up, and as you get up here, there'll be some choices. The first is a basket with bread, and you take a piece, and you have a choice here. You can eat it and move on and get a little tiny cup of grape juice and drink that. Or you can keep your bread, and you can dip it into a big cup. And if you do it that way, that was called receiving Holy Communion by intinction. And you take the bread, you dip it, and then you eat it. And then we have a basket for the little cups that have been used, and you can just put that in there. And finally, if you choose, you can always stay at the communion rail and pray as long as you would like. And then on this side, same thing. You all will be called up, and we'll have you come up this way, and you'll come this way and exit out that way. This one is come up this way and exit out that way. Okay, so that's the logistics. Now let's get to the good stuff. Will you open yourself to the grace of Jesus Christ that is always and already available here at this table? If so, say, open us to your grace, Lord. Will you open yourselves once again to the call of Jesus Christ? If so, say, open us to your call, Lord. Will you open yourselves to the possibility of transformation through Jesus Christ? If so, say, transform us, O Lord. Hear the good news. God has loved you from the very beginning. The invitation of Christ is never ending. The Holy Spirit is transforming you even now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. We are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus is with us. So lift up your voices, up your hearts and voices. Let's join in thanks and praise. Holy Living One, you transformed a whole lot of nothing into this amazing creation. You breathed life all around and called it good. You invited us to the wonder of it all. When we could not face you, you turned us around. You keep bringing us around time and time again, offering us a chance to join the freedom dance. And so we join with a glorious chorus of saints, past and present, singing a never-ending hymn of praise. Indeed, you are holy. And blessed is your Son, Jesus, anointed one, liberator, dance partner, brother, friend. He sat at tables with those who had no place and offered fulfilling food and body for bodies and for souls. And on the night when he would give all love for us, he sat at the table with extended family, just as he hosts this table here and now with this experience. extended family. He offered the usual prayers of thanks to you, God over bread and cup. Then he disrupted the gathering with uncustomary words, and he said, "Take and eat this bread. It is my body given for you. Whenever you gather around the table together, remember me." And he said, "Take and drink this cup, each and every one. It is my blood, a sign of a new covenant, for business as usual is over and done, and the dance goes on. This love is poured out for all people. So whenever you gather around the table together, remember me." And so, my friends, we remember and we believe. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Spirit upon us now. Pour out your transforming presence on the gifts of this body of believers and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make these gifts be for us your life and love, uniting us as one body, Christ's body, for the sake of loving the world. All glory to you, living presence, Holy One, Holy God, through Jesus our Christ and the Holy Spirit our advocate. Amen. And so now it is time for us to receive. And I'd like my servers to please come forward. And we'll be ready in a moment.
different members of this community commit themselves to supporting the church's ministry in different ways. Financial giving is one of those ways, and this is the time we offer up those gifts. The commitment of members and friends of the University Church to pay the bills and continue the many ministries that take place here has been happening for 150 years. If you are here for the first time, keep your money in your pocket. You are our guest. We don't expect a contribution today. Don't forget also to put your attendance slips in the plate. And I don't have one here, but they are yellow. And that's it. Thank you. It helps us to know that you are here. And now let us share the joy of the choir. Saying, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. Please remain standing as we repeat the prayer of dedication. Living God, you have broken into our lives. Help us as we go our many ways. Help us to live in the radiance of your love. We lay these gifts on your altar.
As instruments of your grace
and gifts
to the world.
Amen. Please be seated.
As our worship service ends, our service to God's community begins. As part of the University Church, we share witness by being involved in many ministries and programs, and I will highlight a few. So the first one is the directory draft. A draft of the new church directory is in the gathering room today. So please just review it and make sure all the information is correct. And on the back of your bulletin, our mission trip fundraiser, which they will touch base about.
Hi, everybody. I think this is the very first time I could use the excuse of the mountain goat run for being late to church. It was crazy getting here. On behalf of Brown Memorial, we want to thank Pastor Alicia, Galen, and the congregation, all of you, for helping us with the Easter dinner at Brown Memorial. You made it absolutely fabulous. And there was enough left over for two more dinners. So we are so grateful to you. The teens, and why we're here today, is the teen group. It's a teen life skills group at Brown Memorial. And this is Haley. She's one of our group. Are planning a mission trip. They're going to Buffalo and Niagara Falls this year. The last 2 years, well, let me back up. For many years, the teens were told they couldn't go on a trip because we didn't have the money. They didn't care. Pastor BJ came, so we're doing fundraising. We're going on a trip. First 2 years, they went to Mission Central in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Hershey Park. And what we heard when the kids came back, they didn't talk about Hershey Park. They talked about Mission Central. And for a lot of our kids, this was the first time out of the county, for the others out of the state. And for many of them, it was the first time that they could give to others rather than being on the receiving end. And as we know, that's a big deal, and that's a life skill. So this year, they are doing a spaghetti dinner and a silent auction on May 19th to raise funds for this trip. We're looking for about $2,000 total. We've been going to all of the city churches and telling everybody we know and those we don't about this dinner. So Haley and I will be selling tickets out, what's that called?
Doors over here.
Those doors. The narthex is that way. I don't know what that's called. PL entrance. Okay. So we appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right, and two more things to highlight is the National Day of Prayer, which will be today at 3 p.m., and then the Watch Party, which is the launch of the Poor People's Campaign, a call for a moral revival, which is going to be at 6 p.m. on May 13th. And last, we will close with a hymn, so please stand if you are able and join in What Does the Lord Require of You?
What does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of you? Want to know? I want to know. What does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of you? I want to know. I want to know. Justice, kindness, walk humbly with your God. Assist. Kindness, walk humbly with your God. With your God, justice, kindness, walk humbly with your God.
like to thank all of you for bringing in these products, the personal products. I'm sorry that I was so excited I forgot to have the children come get it. So let us. And now, with God's abiding love surrounding us, the hope of the empty tomb within us, and a grace leading us into resurrection, let us answer the risen one's call to dance and to touch this crucifying world with his love and grace. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.